Should I say where I might be going soon? Or do you think that's jinxing, or is it manifesting?
I think it's manifesting.
Okay. I got invited to the Don't Worry Darling premiere.
That's amazing.
In New York. But they ghosted me. So I don't know if I'm going anymore. But I think I'm going, which is wild.
I think that you just say you're going because that was the last you heard.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't gotten back to me, but it's very possible that I might be there to kind of see all of this unfold.
Yeah, they'll be
in
there
person,
too.
And they'll be there too.
Should we call some shots? Should we do like a fantasy football-esque prediction for?
I mean, they're just
what's
like
going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully this time Harry and Nick will kiss with tongue, maybe. And that's all I could hope for. Flagging a few things before we get started. First,
let's air out.
Let's air out a few of our dirty laundries. Yeah. First, my hair might be looking different to some of you because I have my new Apple headphones that I love and don't want to part with. So Ryan kind of figured out a way I could wear them on the podcast with this lightning adapter. So my hair might be looking a little different because of the way the headphones are falling on my hair. It's nothing to worry about. Second of all, I'm wearing a skort, not a skirt. For those of you who might be wondering, why would she wear a skirt sitting in that position?
Because we need the view. We need the...
Right, but it's not. It's not a skirt. It's a skort. For those of you that don't know what a skort is, there are shorts under my skirt. So don't get any ideas. Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We have not been physically in the same room together for about 3 weeks. The last two episodes you saw were pre-recorded.
It feels that way. It definitely isn't like, oh, muscle memory.
Right.
Like riding a bike. I feel shy around you.
Yeah. I feel queasy.
Yeah. Like I almost think that we need like small talk.
I know.
To like kind of
loop
us up.
What makes me nervous whenever I like do a podcast or like I'm in the car with someone or just like kind of like in an enclosed space with someone, I'm always like, what do I say? And in therapy, too. I'm like, what do I say if I have to go to the bathroom?
Do you have to?
No, I don't right now, but it's like, what if I do?
Yeah,
that's like what always makes me nervous about podcasts and stuff like that.
I get that way on planes.
Uh-huh.
But I've recently gotten over that.
I guess I just have to say, excuse me. I'm going to run to the restroom.
I have to. You have to put you first.
Yeah. So that's what's causing
me a little
bit
of anxiety.
Or else you'll get a UTI. Yeah.
You have to put yourself first or else you'll end up
with a UTI,
tract
right?
infection. Yes, of course. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you noticing anything kind of different about me?
You look tan.
Thank you. I lost a tooth this weekend.
You're kidding.
No, swear to God.
Open your mouth.
You might be looking at me saying, aren't you a little too old to be losing teeth? Yeah.
Open your
You'd
mouth.
You'd be right. Oh. I can't show you.
I have to see.
So technically I didn't lose a tooth, but... I'm gonna break it down for you. Yeah. I have that root canal here, top left.
Yeah.
I was having the time of my life, kind of drinking. I always get to the bottom of the drink and I chew on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's my go-to.
I can't chew on ice since shipping down my whole body.
Guess what? I can't either because my cap falls out. Fell into my drink.
Yeah.
I'm talking to three people I didn't know that well. And I said, I'm either going to have to like fish my tooth out of this cocktail or just like try to.
I would have swallowed it like a pill.
Yeah. So I get it back in my mouth, but then I can't get it back on the tooth.
How would you have even done that if you could?
Good with.
You could get your filling back on your tooth using only your tongue. Wow, girl.
And I did.
Really?
Yes. For a moment. And then I said. I didn't actually, not even for a moment. I had it on the whole rest of the night. And then I took it out that night because I was like, this pops off in the middle of the night. I'm going to swallow it.
You can just take it back off? Like not.
Well, once it comes off, it's like not glued in anymore. So
I've never had one. I have perfect teeth.
I have like nine.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. GERD.
GERD. Totally.
Sorry to bring up GERD. Mm-hmm. So we went and got a quesadilla the next morning, breakfast quesadilla. Mm-hmm. and with open face, new style of quesadilla that I had not known about until this week.
How would you even?
You don't
just
wrap,
tortilla on the bottom.
You don't wrap it up. Yeah.
Okay.
You kind of just eat at it like a pizza.
Yeah, with like, a fork.
I rolled it up.
Okay.
But it was served open face. Anyway, so I'm open face quesadilla. Uh-huh. Let's see if we have any visuals for open face quesadillas. It is like a Mexican pizza. I guess Taco Bell got ahead of me with that discovery. But I take out my tooth and I put it on my plate to be safe. So it wasn't on the table because it didn't need to pop back into my mouth after the meal. I brought flossers, of course.
Of course.
As always. I get up to go to the restroom and I come back and the waiter has in fact cleared our plates while I was in the restroom. Throwing away my $800 crown.
I was going to ask, could the dentist reuse that?
Yes.
Or you would, okay, so that is a shame.
And I said, sir, you threw away my tooth.
And he was like, he should have known.
He was like, there was nothing on your plate. You cleared that Mexican quesadilla. And I was like, there's, at this point, everybody in the restaurant, it's not like a big restaurant. Everyone was kind of looking at us. And he was like, what was on your plate? What was on your plate? And I was like, you threw away my tooth. And I was trying to mouth it to him. And he's like, your tooth was, I checked the plate. There was nothing on the plate. I was like, sir, the tooth was on the plate. And he's like, well, I already took those plates back. And I was like, where do they go? He's like, they get handed off. And that, and I was like, can I need to go back in? Uh-huh. And he was like, you can go back in and look. The tooth is
gone
in the incinerator.
Oh no. Yeah. Shoot.
So I just was out and, you know,
okay,
the world.
Can I see what it looks like?
No,
please.
I'm so sorry.
Connor, you've showed me. This has happened to you before, and I've seen
can't
it.
Let your live reaction of what's underneath
okay,
the
but
crown
show me after.
Molar be
you'll show
on.
Me after.
I'll show you here.
Okay.
You really have to hold it together.
Okay.
Though.
Okay. I will.
It's foul. Like it's something that it's probably the least favorite thing about myself at the current.
At least no one can see it unless they're looking
unless
in
I
your
show
mouth
your
like I'm about to. Just show me. I won't. I won't.
No,
you have to.
No, I can't.
No, you have to. Just show me. Oh, it's not like so bad. It's not horrible.
Let's move on.
Okay. I kind of like lost my bearings a bit.
Yeah. So I don't have a dentist in LA, so I haven't gone to the dentist.
Okay,
now
I've
got to get
I actually, that's something I have. And I have insurance now.
Yeah,
I
that's
insurance.
Nice. That's nice. Good for you.
Okay. But
I don't have
dental insurance because as it turns out,
it's
sometimes they don't recommend dental insurance if you're just, well, for you probably.
But I'm high risk.
Because you're high risk and you go a lot. I don't. So I don't need dental insurance. It's just more efficient to pay out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you probably do.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah.
I got that dog in me.
Yeah. Well, did anything else fun happen while you were in New York and away this weekend or these past few weekends besides losing your tooth?
Yeah. I left on the 19th. That was the last time we were here in person.
Yeah. And
And then I went to my grandma's house in Michigan,
right.
Upper Michigan. I posted about Upper Michigan on Instagram.
It looks so beautiful. There, and who knew that Upper Michigan
was
that beautiful?
No one knows. And a lot of people were like, don't blow up the spot. I'm like, trust me, no one's coming all the way up here. Like, I'm not going to like, it's not a new island in Turks and Caicos where I'm going to like expose the locals. Like, it would be okay if a little bit more people went up there. It's really cool though. Like it just only has probably like a month of really solid swimmable weather, which is why we go up there so we can like hike and swim. But I don't have service at all up there because I had Sprint, which merged with T-Mobile, which made
shit.
It like a hybrid of two, two sucky things.
Yeah.
We're not dealing with employee of the month in terms of carriers. So I was not able to access like any internet.
Right. I know.
Which is nice if you do it intentionally, but if not, it feels like you're in a straitjacket.
Yeah. Really scary.
But it was good. Saw my grandma. The way she talks about death is unbelievable. I really want you to play cards with me tonight. We play all kinds of cards up there because she doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Right. Wow.
No Wi-Fi.
Wow.
When I needed to send an email during those 5 days or check Slack, I had to drive to McDonald's, which was 20 minutes away.
That is really wild.
It's not like everybody in this town doesn't have Wi-Fi, but like she's like, I don't need it.
Okay, so how does she talk about death? She's just like, play cards with me before I die?
She's like, we should get in as much as we can before I go to the other side. And I'm like, Grandma, it's like so unnecessary to mention your passing. But she's like comfortable with it.
Right. I think at that age, you're just like, okay. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Which is, I would imagine that is something I will be comfortable with at the time.
Yeah, because you love napping.
I know. And I think at like 90, it's just like, okay.
Also, no sweating.
No, yeah. Just like, I'm ready. That is scary to talk about.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
Yeah.
But like, let's be solution focused and not problem oriented. But yeah, so I did that for a week. And then at that point was like so ready to be stimulated because it was a small town, upper Michigan, no service. It was awesome though.
But you found some hobbies while you were there.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, my God. You're keeping us very much on track today.
Well, I want to talk about them because I'm so, so excited for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've struggled with hobbies because I was like, I have no hobbies. But I'm obsessed with like mushrooms, not like psychedelics. But like we went out like looking for these certain types of mushrooms that we read about.
And
we
found a book that you're looking at you go looking?
No, we had some people that we met like while hiking and they were like, yeah, there's these mushrooms like everywhere. You can go find them. And they all do different stuff. I don't know. And they're called certain stuff. And we found them. It was cool to go look.
That was always my favorite part of being a preschool teacher was when like we would read about something and then we could actually go find it in nature. And the kids were just like the excitement and joy when they would find it. Like that is something I miss deeply.
I think that's probably what it sparked.
Because
then we move right from there. Michigan has the best rocks. You know?
What makes them different than just rocks you would find anywhere?
Do you know those like rocks that you cut open and it's like a
granite?
Almost,
granite?
Or? No, it's like it's called agates.
Oh no!
And you cut them.
No, I don't know them.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, was that a bad word?
No.
And so when you cut them open, they're like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
But on the outside, they look like shitty little, like stupid. They look stupid on the outside, but on the inside, you have to know
on the inside that counts.
Not always, but I agree with rocks. But anyways, it's really hard to find them. You kind of have to know what you're looking for. And I found
I feel like they look cool from the outside.
That's when you put them through like a rock tumbler and it tumbles them for hours and they come out looking like rocks you buy at a gift shop. But it means a lot more to find them by yourself.
Yeah. So how would you know that they're...
My
they are.
Dad's dad used to take him out to look for agates, and then my dad learned how to get it.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah. So we found a bunch, my dad finds him like from so far away and finds him, picks him up. I'm like, is this one? He's like, no. This one, no. It's giving the same vibe as like holding the flashlight for your dad while he fixes something in a car. But now I like it.
That's awesome. And you sent the cutest photos of you with mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, you
mushrooms.
Posted. I couldn't even see
you
that you posted.
Yeah, because you didn't have service. I was just, we were all missing you, so I needed to kind of share that.
But I was
that blurb.
When I was doing that, I was like, I'm having so much fun. This is so cool. This is a hobby.
Yeah.
I could do this. LA doesn't really have any rocks.
Well, we could go to some like national parks or something. We could take a road trip.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
I'm super down. But then I was thinking about how cool it would be. I think they're coming out with so many shows lately.
They are.
I'd watch a show about stuff people find on the ground.
I love nature shows.
Well, in general, like if you're in New York.
You could make your own show of stuff you find on the ground.
Yeah.
Like a vlog.
Comedians finding cool stuff. Comedians grabbing
coffee in the car. Do geology.
Comedians grabbing cool things off the ground.
I think that would be really fun and I could set up for you like I used to set up for my preschoolers, like a treasure hunt. Like a scavenger hunt.
It has to feel real.
Scavenger hunt. Trust me, it'll feel real. So I think
I can smell fake from a mile away.
What would be fake about it? I'm not setting up anything. I'm actually like doing research, figuring out the area we're going.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
I didn't realize how seriously you're going to take
for you.
It.
Okay. No, I'm taking it very seriously.
Remember that dog in the. Granimals? What are the little pets?
I don't know. I never
the little fluffy.
I never watched that. Paw Patrol?
No, those little animals you buy. Neopets?
Neopets?
No, not
Webkinz.
Webkinz. And there's that geologist guy that was.
Yes,
like,
and everyone was like, he's so hot.
Hey, come sell
at
me
the
your
mine.
Come sell
yeah.
me your rock.
Yeah,
you found
yeah.
a special.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You found a special gem.
Yeah.
Let me buy that gem
yeah.
off you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I felt like. I'm like, I can find this guy. I found him. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, rock.
That's really good. Okay, and then you went to New York.
Yeah, then I went to New York. It was great. It was so much fun. I have so much fun in New York.
Yeah.
But that's really all that... I didn't do anything. Filmed a lot of YouTube content.
Good. That's so awesome.
That'll be edited as soon as I have 17 hours to watch, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, and then Hamptons. And that's it. And that's where my tooth fell out.
You know, I've never been to the Hamptons.
That was my first time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm like from a few hours away. So it's like, you should go to the Hamptons.
Yeah.
I just can't. I haven't been. You know, maybe one day.
You know what I was thinking? Like, I thought the Hamptons was like big. Like, mm-hmm. It was like small town, cute.
Yeah.
Small town.
Yeah.
Like, I'm bummed we didn't have like a car, really. So, like, it would be like if we were going to walk around town, we stayed in the woods.
Fun.
You know, with like friends. So we sat around all day, and then at night we'd go to like these dive bars. And I kept running into Dave Portnoy.
That's so interesting.
Two nights in a row.
How did you say hi?
Mm-hmm. We talked for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he know who you were?
No.
Oh. So what did you talk about?
Just like whatever.
What was he doing?
Having pizza.
Really?
Yeah, having pizza and watching football. And
wow.
Having beer.
Cool.
Yeah, his whole group that he was with was so nice.
Okay.
And some of them were like, oh, you're, you know, football, whatever. So I chatted with them, and I was trying to be like, oh, look, like I'm a normal person.
Uh-huh.
He didn't pick up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's missing a tooth. I can smell it.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, you had a couple things happen while I was gone, too, I've heard.
Well, I stayed here, obviously, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the first day you left, something horrible happened to me.
Horrible in a character development kind of way, that there's like maybe a silver lining, or horrible?
Just... No, just like literally the worst thing that could ever happen to someone.
Yeah.
And that is, I was out to dinner with some friends, went to the restroom, single stall.
Yeah.
Didn't lock the door as thoroughly as I had thought, meaning that it just wasn't locked at all. And someone walked in on me in the bathroom, which is just like the worst thing that could ever happen, especially just like the position of it all.
Yeah.
Was really traumatizing. Yeah. And then here's what I wanted to ask you about this situation. If you are the person walking in on somebody in the bathroom, like you've literally like seen into their soul.
Into their score.
Into everything that you could have seen into. What's your move? What's your move as the somebody who walks in?
I've done it so many times.
Okay. Are you just waiting outside of the single stall?
I'm out. I'm leaving the restaurant.
That girl waited outside of the single stall.
Did she say anything?
Sorry. Leave. Ooh. Leave the restaurant. You have just committed a terrorist attack. Genuinely, that's how I see it. And she stood there and waited for me. Walked in after me. I go back to my table, sits down behind me. I had to eat dinner next to her.
Next to your peeping Trish.
It was like, I actually have goosebumps. I have like cold sweats you get before you're going to throw up.
That's like psychotic behavior.
I can't eat. Like, when you walk in on somebody in the bathroom, it should be like, it's worse for the person who's walking in usually. Because you're like, fuck, like that was horrible. And you leave.
Oh, yeah.
There's literally no way around that. You leave.
You spare the person
the embarrassment.
You head out.
So I would
have said something more than sorry, like, holy shit, my bad.
Well, also, like, granted, like, I'm gaslighting her a bit because I didn't lock the door. Mm. So it's like, sure, walk in. First of all, knock. Whatever happened to knocking? Second of all, again, and I can't stress this enough, she had to go. Like, there was no other option.
Weird to hang out right there, that close.
I literally tried to put myself in her shoes. That's what I was trying to do the whole meal.
Maybe.
I can't even imagine waiting.
Maybe benefit of the doubt, like, she was in a tough spot, and whatever extra second she saved by waiting there could have been...
She was fine.
Could have been go home and change versus...
No, she was fine. You can tell.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Like, there are rules, and there are etiquette.
Even if I go and I check to see... I always check to see if the door is on, because I don't want to put... I don't want to have to put myself in that situation. Mm-hmm. I'm not really even thinking about the person... fully vulnerable squatting mm-hmm. in that position.
Right.
Even if I know that they maybe kind of heard me check the door, I'm out. And I keep an eye from a distance. Are they?
Yeah, if I don't knock, because I kind of get not knocking nowadays, because like knocking, like, it's like an old practice, you know?
It's been around
for decades. And it's like, okay, time to make a change. Maybe I won't knock. But then if you're not going to knock, open the door very slowly so that me on the inside is seeing
the handle move.
And I have the opportunity to scream, someone's in here.
Occupied. Yeah.
My go-to, someone's in here. How about you?
Someone's in here.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm always like, someone's in here.
I'm trying to just set me up like organically.
Okay, I'm opening the door.
I think that's what I would say.
Mine's always someone's in here like panic, like absolutely.
No,
panic.
I honestly have no like if someone walked in, I'm gonna be like, you want
to? Oh, take I a was pick. Like.
You a fan?
I think I must
fan have of the pod?
Screamed. I must have screamed.
Get in here.
That is so scary. Like, imagine that girl watched the podcast.
You're wrong, girl.
But just, like, imagine, not even, not that she's watching now, but, like, imagine she had watched in the past and, like, knew who I was. Like, and what, just, like, so scary.
Didn't something else happen with you where you walked out of a restroom and, like, a fan was sitting there waiting? Mm-hmm. To greet you.
Yeah, after I had explosive diarrhea. I was at the flea market.
That wasn't me, but there was someone. There was.
I literally was like, that was
like,
this has been like this.
There was like a gross individual here right before me.
Yeah, totally. The good thing about being so short and just like, I don't think I'm like petite, I guess. It's like no one expects it, you know? So you can always just be like, wasn't me. And they'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
Even though it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, that was the only thing basically that's happened to me since you were gone. Oh. The only other thing is, and I wish you were there for this, is me and Sally Dar hosted this event for this show on Peacock. Actually, a really good show. It's called Everything I Know About Love. And that's cool. Not me just doing promo. It was just like such a good show. And we hosted a screening of it. And I have horrible stage fright.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah. So like I had to go up in front of like the whole crowd of people and introduce the movie. Oh yeah, that's the show. Really cute and fun.
Anyone in it that we know?
No, but they were all so good.
I like when shows don't have any people in
it. It's British too.
Oh, cool.
So I actually think that the actors are maybe well known.
In
British shows, but I actually don't know. And I was so nervous that I had to write. I had like 6 words to say, and those words were like, "Hi, I'm Brooke. Welcome, enjoy the screening." And I had to write them all on my hand. And I was like, okay, I'll make it a bit. So it's like, hi, I'm nervous, so I'm going to read off my hand. And I did that, not one laugh.
Maybe people didn't want to be rude.
Mm.
I would have been laughing.
Yeah, that's why I wish you were there. Mm. No one was laughing. Oh, okay. So safe to say.
Well, it went well, right?
It went well in the sense that I didn't like puke on stage.
You hosted an event for Peacock.
But
that's pretty...
It was fun.
Yeah.
But it just like no one laughed, which kind of always is disheartening.
Sure.
Sure.
That does suck.
Yeah. But maybe you're right. Maybe they were just trying to be kind.
You had like a lot of friends there. Maybe they were trying to be.
No, I told everyone to laugh and they still didn't. What do you have to say about that?
I don't like nothing.
I would have laughed. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds funny.
Anyway.
Speaking of the
what are you thinking?
I always get comments about me not laughing at things you're saying. I do think that I think she's funny. I do think she's funny. I don't laugh at anything.
No, I know. I'm not offended.
The last time I laughed at like a movie was Marcel the Shell. Because,
which, by the way, is out on Amazon Prime today.
And that's what you're going to tell
me. That's what I was going to tell you before.
Oh,
you were, like,
I'm watching it again tonight.
100%. You want to come over and watch it?
Sure.
Okay. That's
sure, I do. Okay,
I'm going to watch
my favorite line. There's no spoilers because it's a fake movie. But is when Marcel goes, oh, shit.
War.
Peace and blessings?
Hate, was it hate or war? Like love and blessings?
I don't know. I don't want to butcher it because it's
actually
such a,
people will know.
It's a funny.
Like once they watch the film, you'll know.
It's a really
funny
line. It's such a good. I was sitting there with, I went and saw it with 4 guys, and we were, like, not that that matters, but it's, like, not, it was supposed to be, like, a sweet movie, but we just, you know, like, it was
hilarious and heartwarming, and you'll sob.
Yeah. We were all cracking up at that part.
It's incredible.
Okay, we had announcements that we were supposed to do, like, 6 times already.
24 minutes ago and 55 seconds ago, we were supposed to make some announcements.
We did a TMG fantasy football draft with the whole squad. All 2, 4, 6, 8 of us. And it was really fun, and that's going to be available.
Is available.
It's available.
Yeah. And I
go watch that and,
rumored,
and stay tuned.
I'm rumored to win.
Is that being the draft? Yeah, I think that you're Cody's pretty stacked.
Yeah. Unfortunately I'm playing Cody, if that's what that I don't know exactly.
So to be honest, I'm in six separate group texts for fantasy football leagues that I'm actively ignoring because I always auto draft because things like this, like gambling and stuff and like putt-putt gets me so... I know it's like a game, but then like why are we keeping score? Mm-hmm. You know, like if it's just a game.
Well, what sucks about fantasy football that I didn't realize is that it doesn't stop at the draft.
No.
It just starts at the draft.
We're just getting... Yeah, that's
so,
the beginning.
So I don't know how I would do... Here's what I'm asking everyone to do is I'll show you my team. You can find my team on the draft video
mm-hmm.
on TMG.
It's also YouTube. On...
And so then...
And it's also on Twitter.
Okay.
And
Instagram.
And Instagram, TMG. Yeah. You can, so, and those are like still images. So just... It's easier to zoom
if
in.
You know anything about football, take a look at that. Kind of take a screenshot either mentally or physically. And then let me know what I need to do once the game starts if I need to swap anything or...
I'll take some advice too.
Yeah.
I'm not above advice.
That would be helpful. Okay, and that's that.
And that's it.
Your birthday's this weekend.
Yeah.
Which I'm really excited for because I love birthdays that aren't mine.
Yeah.
You doing anything?
No, I hope not.
Because you're exhausted?
No, I just kind of like get into this headspace every time I have a birthday of like, let's take time for reflection
mm-hmm.
and time to rebrand. And I know I rebrand every
you do,
year at this
you
time.
You do.
And this year, I decided I'm going to do like the whole 30.
Uh-huh.
And just see, you know, because I haven't, I told you like maybe fitness is my next thing.
Right.
My next.
Well, I would love if you joined the gym with me.
Hell no, but I'll eat better.
I don't know if I ever said this, but Logan left the gym and I'm terrified it's because of me.
No.
Okay.
Continue. He's probably picked up a role.
Mm-hmm. So true.
On a major network.
So true.
Mm-hmm. Or die.
So talented. No, we
God forbid.
Still follow each other on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask
so
him.
That's a no on the gym.
Yeah. I think it's got to be a bit of a solo journey for me. I wasn't going to drink starting today or yesterday, but I have something come up on Thursday.
Okay, so Friday.
So Friday I'm going to start.
But I really do believe you don't have to fully restrict. Because
I want to.
But I hear you.
I want to.
But I've done that in the past. And when you start to fully restrict, it just like makes you want the other things so much more. And then it's like when you're gonna cheat because of how hardcore you're restricting. And then it makes everything worse mentally. Just to my 2 cents.
Yeah.
So what if you did like whole 2020 where like on the weekends you just let loose?
That's what I do right now.
Okay. Yeah. So just do that. It's not working.
I want to do something different.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking if I got in really good shape, I wouldn't have to be as entertaining. I could just like sit mm-hmm. down and have pecs. So that's kind of like that's like my goal for 27. But also, my birthday's on 9/11, so it's like kind of a hard day to rally
for
people
both of
together.
Us.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Shit. Oh,
it's okay.
We
it's
were
okay.
meant to be
I know.
Here together
I know.
Because it's a hard day for me, even though I don't really, I mean, it's my birthday. First and
it's
foremost.
Just like a significant.
It was my
a significant day.
It was my birthday first.
It's a significant day.
But yeah, I agree. It's a tough pill to swallow. But it's just
yeah.
hard to like.
Yeah.
Let's all go get brunch.
Right.
On 9/11, it's gonna be so fun.
My cousin's birthday's 9/11 too.
How's he doing?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know him that well. But
really,
I just know his birthday's 9/11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. I don't have any plans. And,
okay.
And that's it. Brooke said, let's do something fun for
yeah,
birthday.
I think we should go like get mushrooms, like not like look for mushrooms in the desert.
Yeah.
Not like not LSD or what is it? LSD? Hallucinate.
Yeah.
Not those, like the actual like wild ones that you like to look at and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if they grow in the desert.
Have them in the desert. No, I don't think, I think that's the purpose of a desert.
Okay. I have to confess something to you and I'm getting so nervous and my hands are
what?
Sweating so bad. Well, I had to knit you something for your birthday, obviously.
Oh, my God.
But
no way.
No, I've been having nightmares about it.
What was your nightmare?
It's just, I have never knit this before because it's not an article of clothing. Because I was like, he's not going to wear that. And I had a dream that we were in this.
What is it going to be?
You'll see in a second.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
I'm so nervous. I've never knit anything for anyone before besides you. But we were in this auditorium in my dream, and I don't know, the keynote speaker came out. I don't know the identity of the keynote speaker. And we were sitting together, and the keynote speaker was just like, okay, before we get started, Brooke has something to say. And you know I hate public speaking. Mm. So obviously I knew that the keynote speaker wanted me to give you your present. And when I went to give it to you, I explained, like,
the
Connor.
The keynote speaker invited you up on stage to present
yes,
me
the
with
present.
My gift.
Yeah, and you were up. You had to come up, too.
You know, Cody did a keynote speaker
really?
Event last week.
Congrats, Cody.
Do you think it was maybe him that...
No, he wasn't. I don't even know the gender identity of the okay. keynote speaker. That's why okay. I just keep calling them keynote speaker. Mm-hmm. And then I presented it to you on the stage, and it wasn't what I had made. It was, like, this, like, first grader. Not that there's anything wrong with... first grade art. It's exquisite. It just like wasn't what I had made. It was like very like sloppy.
Yeah.
And then the Please Don't Destroy Boys from SNL were in the audience and they were like booing me and they were like, get off the stage, you're trash. And then you were like, Brooke, get off the stage because you were embarrassed by the Whoa. By the knitting as well. And then I just like ran off and that was it. Cause I'm just like, it's like a little like I had to sew a lot. I'm like shaking thinking about it. Ooh. I had to sew a lot and it's like not like put together in the way that I would have wanted it to be. But it's still
I'll be excited
okay.
either way.
Are you
I just
ready?
Like receiving gifts.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, put it under my chair in case I chickened out and was like, never mind. That's why it's not under your chair. I can't reach. Okay. Here.
No way. So I love tote bags. I'm
yeah,
a tote bag guy.
Yeah.
Brooke knit a tote bag,
and I did it. I wanted it to match your merch. Oh. And the F is a little wonky, but oh. Just don't look too close at it.
It looks awesome.
I'm so glad.
Oh, oh, thank you.
I'm glad you like it. I'm glad, and I'm glad that
is
over with.
What if I was like,
you're like ew, and threw up in it?
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, I'm glad that you like
awesome.
It. And I hope that you wear it, but also you don't have to.
I absolutely
will. Okay.
I kind of don't want to damage it.
It's fine. It's like, I don't think you can because I sewed it together pretty tightly.
So I could get a laptop in this and
yeah,
tote it around?
Yeah, I think I measured it against my laptop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, let's absolutely go.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But I didn't sew in, I have these little like stickers that you sew in that are like made with love, Brooke. But after my dream, I was like, I'm not sewing that in there. That's so embarrassing.
But you like, I don't
I always can later down the line.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
I'm great, so glad.
Great stitch
Thanks,
work.
Thanks, Con.
There's some crazy stitch work in this bitch.
Yeah. Thank you. And I did try a few different kind of stitch works
yeah,
that
I'm
I was
loving
that
this.
I was unfamiliar with.
These
So you'll notice if you turn it around and you look at the fibs, that's actually different stitching. Which I was having some
I like
complications
that. It's
with.
Great.
Okay, good.
Very cool,
Thank
Brooke.
You. Thanks, Connor.
Thank you
yeah,
for this.
Of course.
You can now,
put anything you want in there.
Cool. Yeah. I have so many ideas yeah. and things I could put in here.
That's awesome.
I got you something, too.
You did.
Yeah, it's some... I didn't have any nightmares about
you
getting
You put something
this
under
thing.
Your chair?
Yeah.
Then did you look under my chair first to put that under...
Huh?
Did you want to put that under my chair today?
No, what? The thing I'm giving you?
Yeah.
No.
I'm wondering if you had seen my tote bag.
No, I hadn't seen
oh,
it.
Oh, so you didn't know
that was
coming.
An absolute surprise.
Okay. Wow. Do you need help?
I seem to be missing what I put. Oh, it really just took a mind of its own and went way under my chair.
Is this a present?
Yeah. Sorry. I sat on it the whole way here. on accident. But,
Oh, my God. Connor, I love it.
I ordered it online. Sorry.
Okay. So what I'm holding right here is a bumper sticker and it says honk if I mess up. Can I ask what inspired it?
You're driving.
What about it?
Well, so what kind of inspired it is that huge
yeah.
dent on the side of your
right.
car on the right side.
Yeah. Oh,
and then
right
also
side.
The huge scratch on the left
on
side.
On the left side as well. Yeah. Can I just say in defense of the scratches, thank you. I love this and I can't wait to put
it's
it
really,
on my car.
I was like this.
I can't wait to put it on my car. But In my defense, those scratches, first of all, they're her stretch marks because she's absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, those are all from parking. So it's like no dents on my car, right, whether it be left side, right side, or the front corner, or the back left corner, have come from any on the road incidents.
So those what you're saying is all of those are times that you've hit something that is stationary.
Yes. As
you can.
As we've discussed on this podcast, my eyesight is a little, a little wonky.
That's okay.
Yeah. Nothing to be concerned about.
God gives his most special astigmatism to his tiniest drivers.
Yeah, that's so true. And you want to hear something really kind of concerning? Is that my first car, I didn't like test drive because I didn't know how to drive. So I was like, it doesn't matter. I don't need to test drive anything because I'm not going to know like if it's good or not. So my first car, I didn't know this until I got a different car, but I could never see over the wheel of my first car. And I thought that's just how cars were. Like I just thought like you couldn't see over a certain part in any car, at any person. It turns out you are supposed to see over the wheel all the way. So that's something I learned later in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learning is just as you go type situation.
Okay. Should we? That's been about 40 minutes on weekend catch up. Let's dive into some pop culture events.
Yeah.
Something big that's happening this week. And today, right now, we're recording at Tuesday at like, it's 4 p.m. So we're not responsible for anything that's happened Wednesday or Thursday.
I think we're going to get some updates to this.
Right.
As like before, like by.
I think there's going to be a lot more that comes out, but we're a few days behind by the time you're seeing this. So if we miss anything, it's not our fault. Okay, don't worry, darling. Do you have a grasp on what's going on?
It's starting to give me worry, darling. The way things are kind of panning out.
Yes, agree.
Yeah, I think I know. I think I get it because I have had no choice but to consume every situation.
No one has any choice.
No.
You're locked in. It's better than the movie, I think.
You know what? This movie, this press tour has something for everyone.
Yeah, it really does.
No matter who you're a fan or not a fan of. It's really incredible work.
And now I'm thinking it's all on purpose. Now that you mentioned that.
That's what I was going to say.
Now that you mentioned that.
That's what I was going to say. It feels like kind of they're like, we already hired every single actor that's on the A-list top 10 right now. Let's stir it. It's already going to get the press. Let's like add something deeper to this whole thing.
You're
and it's
so
kind
smart.
Of freaking me out because it's like they're giving it a lot of hype for this movie. Like,
did you hear that the people at the Venice Film Festival were like, it was bad and it has a 40 on Rotten Tomatoes?
They need to just really make a documentary about the drama. I think Rod tweeted that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do at this point.
That would do better than the movie.
Let's really quickly give an overview of our understanding.
Right. Okay.
It started with people thinking that Florence had beef with Olivia.
Right.
Because Florence wasn't reposting the Don't Worry, Darling trailers that Olivia was posting.
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh, the lead star actress of the film, was not reposting.
Someone tweeted, really quick to jump in, someone tweeted, y'all are just making up new white people every day. Who is Florence Pugh?
That's good.
That's really good. Because like, I wouldn't necessarily know who she is if I didn't see Midsommar, but that wasn't even her big thing that she was in?
Little Woman, was that before?
I didn't see it, yeah. So
I feel like Little Woman was what I knew her from.
I mean, I know her now, but I was just like, whoa, that's kind of crazy.
I feel like there's so many other things, I just can't think of them for whatever reason.
All right, so she wasn't posting.
So she wasn't reposting, so everyone was like, there must be beef.
Yeah.
Then what was the second thing that happened?
The second thing that happened here, and I need to look at was Shia LaBeouf came out. Well, no.
No, that was later. Basically, everyone was just like, Florence is so quiet. Olivia's outwardly like sucking her dick, being like, Florence is the most amazing woman.
Yeah,
Florence
is staying
absolutely silent. And then people were speculating that Florence was upset because of the relationship that Harry and Olivia struck up on set, and that Harry assumedly was getting paid. Is assumedly a word?
It works.
It does work. Assumably was getting paid a lot more than Florence.
Who was?
Harry, comma Styles.
Right.
He was getting paid a lot more. And then recently, I think, was the kicker with Shia LaBeouf, who was supposed to be Harry Styles' role, the lead male role. And she, Olivia had gone on the record in her Variety interview, I think it was Variety, and said, we basically fired Shia because his methods didn't work and made people, i.e. Florence, uncomfortable.
And she
and so we prioritize.
He was making me uncomfortable.
That's what Olivia said, Florence said.
Yeah.
And Olivia was like, oh, we prioritize like women feeling comfortable on set. So we let him, we fired him. And then Shia was like, no, you didn't. And here's a video of you that you sent to me. And then Olivia, in the video that she had sent to Shia, was like, please come back. Like, I think we can work this out. Miss Flo will figure her shit out.
What?
Like throwing Flo under the bus in this video.
I have something to say about the whole thing. A-listers need to act like A-listers or else they're just us.
Well, and the thing is, they are just, they're people.
They can't be, because then we have nothing. If they're not better than us, we have nothing.
They are. That's our problem as a society, is that we don't understand that people are just people.
They need to be
better
than us.
That's my problem as a human, is that I don't understand that like all these people I idolize, just people. Crazy.
I need celebrities to be like more God.
Right.
More God.
And at the end of the day, they're just not.
It's disappointing.
Which is crazy. And I think I've always thought of Harry Styles as a God.
Yeah.
And now recently, through all this, you're kind of seeing him as a human, and it's weird. It's really unsettling. But anyway, the premiere of Don't Worry, Darling was in Venice the other day, and it was just like clearly a shit show, except for like the crowning jewel of everything, which was Harry Styles and Nick Kroll kissing. I think everyone knows how much I love Nick Kroll. So I don't know if you knew this, but you can make a TikTok. You can convert a TikTok into a live photo that saves into your camera roll. And then you can make that live photo that was once the TikTok your phone background. So my phone background is this picture of Nick Kroll and Harry kissing. But when you click on it, it becomes the TikTok. Cool, huh?
That's very cool.
Yeah. And I was actually able to make a support group for those of us who feel so strongly about Nick and he's not getting talked about. So if you guys want to join my support group on Facebook,
I think
called Harry Styles is great, but let's talk about Nick Kroll.
I think
that's a forum that's available to you on Facebook.com.
I think that it's really cool that he's involved in this thing, because I don't think that he's like on the same level.
I know he's in my heart and in my mind, he's always been on the same level. So it's nice to see that.
He's coming out very much ahead in this whole
thing. It literally looked because Harry was avoiding everyone on the carpet. Besides maybe spitting on Chris Pine, but he was avoiding everyone except for Nick. It literally felt like Harry texted Nick before the festival and was like, please stand with me, hold my hand. Like I text you before we go to events where I'm like, just don't leave my side.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. Harry was probably
a video,
Nick.
There's a video of all of them in a line on the red carpet and Olivia's on the far left and Chris Pine is trying to switch with people to not be next to Olivia.
Everyone was trying to get away from her.
She's like volatile.
Do you think her and Harry broke up? Because everyone, I think so too. Harry didn't even look at her.
But she's been like with him. She's been like going on his tour.
She's like, I don't know. It's crazy because like he looks so happy on tour. Like vibrant, smiley, like having the time of his life. And I've never seen anyone look more miserable anywhere than he looked yesterday.
He's going to age like a president. No one should be doing what he's doing.
Can you elaborate?
Yeah. Have you seen those videos of like before and after of presidents?
Okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Just like age really poorly and fat quickly.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think he spit on Chris Pine?
No.
Me neither. That's silly.
I would love to be a fly on the wall and know what happened.
I think
if he is from London, right?
He's from Cheshire, England.
No one from Cheshire, England would spit on someone. No,
Harry Styles, and like, especially if you're Harry Styles. But I saw a video of it like frame by frame, like millisecond by millisecond, and no spit came out of his mouth.
It's so weird. I watched the actual, like the video. I saw that one too, but I saw the video and something did move in like the original video. Like, but you don't see it till Chris Pine. But then when you watch the slow down version, I don't see anything.
Right. I think maybe it was just like a ghost.
Like a ghoul?
Uh-huh. It's because something sinister is going on.
Hmm.
Olivia is, there's something sinister. That's all.
There's evil afoot in Venice.
There's evil afoot. And I wonder what's going to come out next.
I don't know.
It really.
But did you see the other group of people that was there in hordes? It was a very interesting group of people. It was from every Netflix show out right now. It was like Jay Stokes, Sydney Sweeney. That's obviously two separate groups. And then, I don't know. There's like a whole group of
people from every show on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Like young actors.
Oh, wow. I did not see that.
Yeah, I was paying really close attention because I was like, what are they up to? Is it a new show?
Should I say where I might be going soon? Or do you think that's jinxing or is it manifesting?
I think it's manifesting.
Okay. I got invited to the Don't Worry Darling premiere.
That's amazing.
In New York. But they ghosted me. So I don't know if I'm going anymore. But I think I'm going, which is wild.
I think that you just say you're going because that was the last you heard.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't gotten back to me, but it's very possible that I might be there to kind of see all of this unfold.
Yeah, they'll be
in
there
person,
too.
And they'll be there too.
Should we call some shots? Should we do like a fantasy football-esque prediction for?
I mean, they're just
what's
like
gonna happen.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully this time Harry and Nick will kiss with tongue, maybe. And that's all I could hope for, because everyone else is going to stand there silently.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I don't really have anything. I think that maybe a fist fight, which would be cool.
Between Olivia and Florence?
Olivia and...
Do you think the movie would be getting this much buzz
no.
if Harry Styles weren't in it, if it was Shaka?
Well, obviously I was in New York last week, and they have so much money for this movie. Like, Olivia Wilde mm-hmm. must have gotten so much capital to put this movie mm-hmm. out, because every billboard you see is Don't Worry Darling, huge. And here, yeah. too, in L.A. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. Anyways, I
really,
think that's all we can say.
Like,
but I think we did a good job with the...
I think, yeah, that's the most up-to-date we've ever been on something.
Yeah.
I think.
Because it happened
yeah.
today.
Yeah, that felt good.
Yeah.
Okay, other things that are happening.
What?
Well, just like in terms of... Oh, I do want to touch on that. But in terms of Harry Styles, did you see the conspiracy theory that he's bald?
Oh, no.
It is the most compelling TikTok video I have ever seen, more so than Lea Michele being illiterate.
You sent this to me.
Yeah. Did you not watch it?
I was in a period of not being able to open TikTok.
You said OMG, ha 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 ha. So. Okay. So basically, it's just a conspiracy theory that Harry Styles is bald. And it's just like they show his hairline.
There it is. Yeah.
From when he had long hair versus his hairline now. And it's just like... different human, and then they show yeah like different hairline, and then they show like him on stage kind of jumping, and it looks like a hairpiece is like moving up and down, and like you can see his scalp. Are you kind of seeing like that looks like a wig? Are you seeing that at all?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah, I don't look. Do you see that?
You know what?
Do you see that?
Yeah, it's kind of like when a president ages really
yeah,
quickly.
Yeah, that's true. I think he's not completely bald. I think he has like maybe like a toupee or something.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. There's so much. He has so much money on his team, too, to like do the whole. He's got to have the look. This guy's got to have the look. He's got to have the London. He's got to have the Cheshire look.
The look or the luck?
The look.
Oh. Yeah.
The London look. That's
I mean, but I think like if he butts his head. People would love him.
I have
just
no, I don't
as
know.
Much.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he really could do anything.
I'm just, I don't.
You're
care.
Over him. You're care. Over him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I think it is so try hard at this point. Like the whole, the pushing of Harry Styles. Like he needs a break.
I don't think anyone's pushing.
He needs a break.
I think it's just like people are obsessed with him.
Yeah. That's got to be exhausting.
He must be exhausted.
Yeah.
I don't think it's his fault, though.
I think he needs to pull
a
Shawn
Mendes,
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
You see, Justin Bieber this morning came out and said, I'm not going on tour because of health and mental health reasons.
Good for him.
Just.
Genuinely.
Yeah, I just retweeted something that said, I want nothing to happen to me for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I mean that. I'd like to just pause.
I would bet my bottom dollar you go out of the state this weekend.
I can't.
I would be shocked.
I have a whole trip
just in case.
Everyone
back up,
to hear.
Back
I have
up.
An entire trip planned to leave to Austin on Friday. But I, right now in the present moment, because I got in, I left New York this morning at 4 a.m. There's not an ounce of my body that would
be
because
you're exhausted
that.
Right now. But I know you, and you're going to wake up tomorrow and be like, okay, Austin Friday can't come soon enough.
We'll see. I don't think so though.
I hope you don't go because I want to find mushrooms with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would
How
be fun. I want to skip rocks
yeah.
really bad.
Yeah.
In like a skipping rock kind of mood.
And you could put them in your tote. That's such a good collector's
now
bag.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're really getting somewhere.
Yeah.
We're cooking with gas over here. Farts. I'm so hot.
Oh.
It is one of the hottest days I've ever felt, I think, today.
You missed, like, the worst of it when you were in New York.
Guess what? Remember earlier today when we were on the phone prepping for this mm-hmm. show today? And I was like, I cannot figure out why it's 115 degrees in my room.
Because mm-hmm, it's also 115 degrees outside.
I left my window open for the whole time I was gone.
Yeah.
The AC was pumping through my house and out my window in my room.
Oh.
So I turned it back on and shut that window. And good. I hope that it's cooler when I get home.
I hope so, too. It's really hard.
I thought I peed the bed yesterday.
Just sweat.
Because I was sweating so much.
Yeah. I mean, we're the same, right? You don't have an AC unit in your room.
No.
No, me neither. It's been brutal. I've been sleeping on my slippery little leather couch.
That is a slippery
ass
leather couch.
It's so slippery. I know. It's horrible.
It's horrible. Horrible. How did you sleep on that?
How could I sleep in my room?
It feels like, oof.
The leather couch or the heat?
The leather couch.
Yeah. It's bad. Ooh. No, it's bad. I know. I want to throw it out the window.
Okay, so we got to probably do a couple more of our bullet points in the next 8 minutes.
Do you want to talk about Lea Michele? Or
I think we should do Corn Kid. I'm sure everybody's so disgustingly over Corn Kid by now. I had one day of Corn Kid and I shut up TikTok for a week.
It sucks because, like, at first I was like, this is such a good song. Like, genuinely enjoying the song. And then it's like one annoying person uses it and it's like, damn.
Well,
I hate it.
Corn Kid, like, I follow Recess Therapy.
Yeah.
I clicked on him the other day because I was like shocked that this was everywhere. I thought that he was like a smaller account. He's like 3 million followers now.
I'm talking about the song. You know, the
Corn
Kid.
Yeah, they took it and they put it in the song.
I feel like that's, But I'm feeling like.
It's ruined for me almost immediately.
Yeah, it does get ruined immediately. Yeah. Like, for me, it's just like once one person that I don't like uses it. But I don't understand. Like, he has a Cameo account and people are getting cameos from him. Great. But then, like, big brands will get cameos from him and be like, say this to promote our brand. And then they'll post that cameo everywhere. That's not ethical, right? You can't just, like, use his stuff and repost it for your game. Like, you should be paying him, like, a brand. You wouldn't a brand deal.
There's some loophole with that. Yeah, you should. You should. But it's Cameo for Business.
They're taking advantage of
him. You can charge a lot on that.
Oh, so it's a specific section of Cameo?
Yeah, so Cameo has cameos that you get for, like, you did cameos, right?
Yeah,
so
briefly.
When you were like, happy birthday, Katie. Happy graduation, Andrew. That's whatever amount. But then when a brand uses it, you can charge them more. There's like a brand.
I hope he's charging
built for
thousands. For Snap.
Yeah, he should be. Because, like, obviously, you can get messages from, like, A-list people on Cameo, which is so sad for those A-listers. But
I don't know. I would get one.
But that you charge, I mean, they're charging like
thousands.
Like thousands.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's like, yeah, it's a lot of money. But no, I think that's really weird and unfortunate. I think someone should jump on it.
I hope
really
like an
quick
agent or some like sort of management team is like, this is how much you should charge.
Or, yeah.
So that he gets paid a fare.
Yeah, he should.
Justice for Corn Kid.
Well, I think that he may have just accidentally fallen into a career. But with all the Jeanette McCurdy stuff, like the whole book coming out, I have this whole different thing on like child acting.
You're anti now?
It just freaks me out now because I'm like you couldn't have like an 11-year-old working at Chick-fil-A.
Right. It is interesting.
So like why would they be able to do cameos? They can't even get the money. They can't even keep the money.
Right.
It's like not in their legal hands. Anyways.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic.
Did you see these photos of Jerry Seinfeld this morning?
I saw them because you reposted them, but I don't think I get it.
Okay, so Jerry Seinfeld is a hype beast, officially. Kith, the brand Kith.
Is that just like streetwear?
Yeah, but it's like nice. It's a nicer brand. It's like a classier streetwear brand. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how else to say it. I really like it. This is like one of the brands I actually like their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love, there's like a photo in here. I'm going to try to find it. I think it's like the third or fourth photo. This one is what I reposted right here.
Right.
So we're seeing Jerry Seinfeld in jeans, like a college style sweatshirt. and then like a flannel type mm-hmm. thing with a flat bill hat.
You would wear that.
I would wear this every day yeah. of my life. And what I like is like, can we just normalize normal clothes again? Mm-hmm. They look good. We don't have to. Did you? Anyways, he looks awesome. Mm-hmm. He looks great. Mm-hmm. But I think he's one of the only adult men that can do this kind of shoot.
Interesting.
And this style. I just did
Nick
you,
Kroll could so do that.
Did you see? Can we Google something really quick? On the opposite end of the spectrum here was Timothy Chalamet mm-hmm. on some carpet.
The bloody tampon look.
He looked like he crawled out of like Lady Gaga's ass.
Damn, what was that? There was a meme. It was like him juxtaposed with some cartoon. Do you remember what it
no.
was? Fuck. It was so funny.
No, but I'm sure we could find it. And I don't know, but the juxtaposition of these two men here, it's like whoever's dressing Harry Styles needs to just go to jail.
What?
Yeah.
You mean Timmy?
No, both.
Why Harry?
I mean what I said. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it alone.
He's literally like setting the trends for everybody in the world, Harry Styles. That I can understand what you're saying. Harry, I think, has such good style. Like, that's the whole point.
That is the freakiest image I think I've ever seen to me.
I think he's just, like, so beautiful. This is kind of the example of, like, skinny people really can just, like, wear whatever. Because just, like, you can just, like, wear anything and call it fashion.
This is absurd to me. I'm going to say it again. We need to normalize where just, like, dressing and, like, classic Keith. Clothes. Not Keith, just like where I don't know. This is not pushing any boundaries to me. This is ugly. Yeah. Like this
I
is
think
not,
that's yeah.
This
I
is
think
not that's... abstract and like, oh, groundbreaking. It's someone's doing drugs on that style team.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not super offended by it, but I'm just like, probably wouldn't have worn it.
Yeah.
Or encouraged him to wear it.
Yeah,
we can
move on because I actually like
you're at a loss for words.
Well, I don't have the words to explain how I'm feeling or what to because I'm not like very fashion. Like, see, like I can't even think of words mm-hmm. to say. And this is like a podcast, yeah. so I should probably.
It's
have
fine. To. I think. Yeah,
I'm not too.
I think
fired
it's
up,
fine
it's
to just like not
me.
Have so much to say about everything. Okay, I want to say one weird thing that's been happening to me, mm-hmm. and I know this is going to be something that I'm like, why did I say that? Please cut that. I'm so embarrassed.
Great setup.
But maybe we could, if I still feel that, whatever. Do you ever have like, this used to happen to me all the time when I would like meet one-on-one with teachers in college and high school, like office hours.
Yeah.
And you would just be like sitting alone with them and you would get these like really horrible intrusive thoughts. Like, what if I just like leaned over and kissed them? Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been getting them again with like the other day I was sitting next to Sally Dar. And I was like, what if I literally, and she was not annoying me. Like we were having a normal conversation.
What if I punched her?
I was like, what if I like literally punched her so hard right now? Obviously I don't want to punch her, but like, does that ever happen to you?
Yeah. Like I get the urge, like when I'm sitting on a plane and it's totally quiet, like what if I scream
right
at the top of my lungs?
They've been so bad recently for me. Just like nonstop. Like what if I just like clocked this person?
I remember my first.
And I don't want to clock them. So it's like.
I don't know. I was going to say, oh, I remember my first one ever. And it was, we had these things called standardized testing mm-hmm. in Texas called tax test. Texas, it doesn't matter. And we had to walk bears in the cave. We were the bears. That was our mascot. So it's like you put your thumb in your other,
uh-huh.
hand, like behind your back. It's
why?
Ooh, it's kind of culty, actually, now they say that.
Wait, what was the significance of the bear in the cave?
It was just like we're walking in a line from classroom to PE, or we're walking in a line.
Yeah.
It's really freaky to think about, but I was like, what if it was totally silent? Like,
yeah.
We weren't a lot.
Yes.
I was like, I need to clap.
Yeah, yeah.
Brooke,
yeah.
I clapped. I went to the principal's office.
No, you literally couldn't have not in that moment.
No, I was like, what if I clap?
I used to have them. Remember how I told you about my Quaker school, yeah. and we would have a meeting for worship where we would have to sit in silence?
Yeah.
Every Wednesday for 40 minutes, I would always have like, what if I just like stood up and cursed like everyone out,
Brooke,
right now? And I like was literally shaking like, I'm gonna do it.
I get these really bad at the airport. Like I want to be like, I've gone, I have a gun. There's, I don't have a gun.
Yeah. They've just been so bad for me recently.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, wow. Okay. So glad that you have
them
too.
You're not alone.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was, that's what I said earlier when you tried to hit me with that, like, paddle or something.
Yeah.
As it, I was like, remind me to tell you something.
So I tried to hit Brooke with, like, an oar.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Yes.
Well, we got to kind of wrap up here, unless you want to touch on anything else that's pertinent.
No, I guess just moral of the story. Lea Michele still can't read as of today.
Yes.
But
I really,
maybe by the time
really,
it's there, she will be able to.
She has a tutor.
Well, did you see her reading that children's book? Someone was like, she's wearing an earpiece. Because she has one side of her hair completely covered. And she's not looking at the book. She, like, clearly... I don't know. It's just like, that was a publicity stunt.
This is the best Discord that's ever happened on the internet. I hope she can't read.
I think she starts in Funny Girl today, by the way.
Let's see if she has an earpiece for her lines.
She doesn't move her hair out of the way. You won't know if she has an earpiece during this.
They put a graphic over it
so you can't see
when
her.
She's going.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's just like, that is still
that's,
the case.
That's absolutely hilarious.
I feel like we kind of got to everything.
I wanted to say also. Okay, so we've got Lea Michele responding to there's a TikTok. Oh, crap. I need to send in this TikTok. I'm going to describe it. There's
the one
TikTok,
on Andy Cohen?
Yeah. There's a TikTok. She's talking to Andy Cohen, and she's like, there's this thing when people are now starting a rumor that I can't read, and immediately he goes, what does this say? And, like, hands her a card, and she goes, and then the video cuts.
Like, I wonder if we go and look at the actual footage and not just the way it cut on
TikTok. The way
TikTok.
People are putting it is so funny. And then, I don't know if people saw Harry Styles, like, these like, workaround to questions are so funny. Like, Harry Styles has been doing it, too, at these press conferences.
When he was like, it's a movie?
Yeah, he's like, what I love about this movie is that it's a movie.
Yeah.
And then he also said
you'll be able to see it in the theater.
Yeah.
Yes, Harry, good point.
You go and you watch it and I'm like,
that, if they don't do that, SNL's not airing. But if they didn't to do that on SNL would be so brilliant. It's a movie.
Yeah, he's also like, what I love about acting is I have no idea what I'm doing. And it's like, we know. Like, we watch the clips. The clip of him being, I forget what he says, but he's like, it's like, I saw this breakdown of these people that do acting, take acting classes with coaches. And they're like, what he's doing here, this technique is what you learn on the first day in like acting mad 101. Mm-hmm. It's like, you go, like you do this like turn around, mm-hmm. and you look back and you grunt, and it's apparently it's like just a classic move that you're thrown when it's like,
well, he's learning, he's clearly taking into account what he's learned, which is amazing. Not everyone does that.
It's wild.
Yeah,
it really is just fascinating to watch.
Yeah,
this is like,
oh, here's Lea.
Oh wait, okay, so we've pulled up the Lea clip. Let's see.
Thoughts on those conspiracy videos saying that you're illiterate.
God, did you hear about this?
No. What?
You don't know about this? How long did I have?
She's milking it.
One day, and all of a sudden, all online, someone had made a conspiracy video, 45-minute long video, trying to prove that I can't read or write.
All right, what does this say?
And it's a Dorinda. Bethany. No, I.
She doesn't answer it. She doesn't answer it.
Bethany. It's at Bethany.
Have to memorize pages.
So she knows her letters, is what it sounds like. She's like, that's not a D, that's a B.
When she was saying it's Dorinda, she was like making a joke. And that's where the video on TikTok cut off. But then she did correct and say Bethany.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that's one word. That's a sight word, as we call it in the teaching biz. Names are often sight words. So, you know, don't need to know how to read to learn those.
Kind of pull.
Yeah. Yeah. Stretch them. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I used to have to really stretch
out those sight words.
Words. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. Well,
I think we wrap.
I honestly think we wrap.
Yeah, good seeing you.
I'll see you next week.
I'll see you on Thursday.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow's
Thursday? Oh, no.
No,
you're right. I'll see you Thursday. And with that, we bid you adieu, and we will see you next week.
See ya.